This weekend's negotiations to end the war with Iran put some pressure on Vice President J.D. Vance.
Yeah, Vance is leading the U.S. team that will meet for talks in Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. It's a big role for an Iraq war veteran whose political brand included opposition to American wars in the Middle East. His task now is to bring together two countries that have been enemies for almost half a century. Coming up, we'll discuss all this with Nicholas Burns, who was once the lead U.S. negotiator on Iran's nuclear program and U.S. ambassador to NATO in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. First, let's get a preview of the negotiations.
NPR White House correspondent Daniel Kurtzleben is covering the story. Daniel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Why would the White House send J.D. Vance to negotiate?
Well, you know, he's been asked how he got pulled into all these negotiations, and specifically if those previous non-interventionist statements you all mentioned, if those might be a reason why he's been involved. And he's also been asked if Iranians requested that he be in negotiations. Vance responded to all of that by demurring, saying he'd be surprised if that's true. He really tried to downplay his role here, saying that he just thought he could make a difference, that that's why he's there.